Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You believe you?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do, because I have no choice. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like
you
going
did,
into
though.
The terror zone. You gotta fight, man. You have no choice because you know what it means if you go out there and you lay a big old stinky turd.
Yeah, well, legacies are on the line tonight. Yeah, listen,
I
have great hope the Phillies are going to bounce back and win a game tonight because they've done it every single time that we've needed them to. And when we've been as the most down I've been, they've always bounced back this season. There's something they have about them. That being said, do I believe it full and wholeheartedly? No. I mean, they need to convince me before I believe it. I hope it. I don't believe it. Where do you guys come down? 215-592-9494. All right. Before we get back to the phone lines here, can we hear from both the Phillies managers on the usage tonight of the pitchers? We know that Aaron Nola is going to start the game, which I'm not thrilled about. Hugh Douglas is the number one. You should have come in here in a Nola jersey today. You've become the Nola guy on this show.
And now listen.
6.01.
Somebody needs to be.
Yeah,
you
that's true.
You are the chosen one. Today,
Aaron Nola.
In this game.
He's a 6-year right.
No, I hear what
you're losing me.
Like,
you're
I hear what you're
me.
Saying, but Topper believes in you. You can't let this man.
Topper's judgment is what I need to have my hope off of.
Listen.
Losing me again.
Again.
Come on now.
I have nothing to base this off of, or I have nothing to make you believe this, but this is a big moment, man.
Yeah.
This is the reality of the situation that we're in. Whatever happens tonight, this team is going to change. It has to. Cannot run this back the way that it's been. Cannot keep the status quo. That's a fact. Yeah. Guys are going to be gone, and it might be painful to move people, but I feel like that's the only alternative. How many times have we danced this dance?
Yeah, a lot.
And it's gotten progressively worse every postseason.
No question it has.
All right, so it can't be the same.
Aaron Nola tonight, when he steps on the mound, will be the pitcher with the highest regular season ERA to ever start a postseason game for the Phillies. He's got to make us forget that by about 11 o'clock tonight. Otherwise, it's going to come back on Topper. Speaking of Topper, let's hear Topper about the pitching plan for tonight's game.
Well, he's more comfortable with starting, one. You're going to see Ranger tomorrow. I would be shocked if you don't see Ranger tomorrow. So he's more comfortable starting. The numbers on their lefties are very similar, Ranger versus Nola. So just, and, you know, the trust factor that I have trust in both of them. Don't get me wrong, but Nola's pitched some really big games for us.
Yeah, that's great. You know, so did Curt Schilling. I mean, like, you know, so did Cole Hamels. Like, at some point, the past is the past. The trust thing and big games of the past doesn't matter to me. In fact, I still can't wrap my mind around the fact that Ranger's not starting this game, but that is what it is. He's going to pitch at some point. Let's hear the Phillies' other manager, Bryce Harper, all but confirming Ranger will come out of the bullpen tonight.
I thought he looked great the other day in the inner squad. He was up to 94. Curveball looked good. Changeup looked good. Sinker. So, I mean, obviously he's going to have a leash on him, I'd imagine, with Ranger behind him, if I had to guess. I don't know what their plans are or anything like that, but if I had to guess, that's kind of what it would look like. But you never know. You know, I hope he goes 9 shutty and, you know, call it a day.
Who asked him that?
I don't know who asked, yeah.
I have a problem with that line of questioning.
Hold on, he answered it.
Yeah, he could have said, I'm not the manager. That's Topper's decisions.
You're right. He did answer it. But why are we asking him that, though? Like, and you know, we've made jokes about it for the last couple of seasons I've been here.
Yeah.
But that was a lot to digest in this moment.
Because he's the manager.
Yeah, well.
I mean, I get it. Like, I'm not saying you're wrong. But for you to give that much detail, that's not your station. You know what you need to do, Bryce? That kind of pissed me off a little bit. It just pissed me off just a little bit. You know what you need to do, Bryce?
Hit
the baseball.
Well, yeah. Keep the main thing.
Like, Bryce, real talk. I'm glad you are well-versed in what Ranger's doing. What are you doing, though? Like, seriously. Like, this is where people feel like Bryce Harper gets a pass. Why are you, the reporter, why are you asking Bryce Harper about somebody else's game and not asking him about his game.
I don't think it's a problem with the – like, hold on. Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, Saquon, all those guys would get asked about scheme questions and stuff on the Eagles' offense, but they would say that that's a question for the coaches, right? Like, it's not on the question. It's on the way he answered it.
You're right, but my point still stands, Kyle. Why are you worried about – so worry about your damn self.
I think, you're right, Kyle, that the Eagles comparison, Trey probably wouldn't be asked that question. There's something about the gravitas of Bryce.
Yes.
They think he has an opinion
in the weight of that moment – ooh, let me calm down.
At 10:36? At least I waited until almost noon yesterday to almost hit the dump button.
You,
come on now.
You have not shown up yet. Well, but you got a lot to say about what Ranger doing?
I agree. I just don't think it's knowing what you just said about Bryce will answer the question. That's why you ask it.
No, I get why he was asking it.
But you know what the best thing for you to say? Hey, man, I need to worry about myself.
Listen, I whatever Topper does, I'm behind. But I need to
worry about myself.
We need to give them runs.
This is where there's a disconnect. Hey, Bryce, this is a better question, Kyle. Hey, Bryce, where the hell have you been?
I mean, I'm sure he was asked something similar.
No, but I'm saying flat out, Bryce, where have you been? You are the straw that stirs the drink, like you know, Joe likes to say. Where have you been in this playoff series? That's a better question. Instead of worrying about what Ranger looks good. What about you, Bryce?
Yeah, again, I don't have a problem with the question. I just have a problem with the way Bryce answered it.
Yeah, no, he got you.
Well, he answered it as if he's in charge.
That's exactly right.
Again, regardless of who's in the mound, a lead will help those guys.
You're talking about somebody that don't read the room.
Get them
man.
Some yeah. runs. Ranger, no. All right, so what should be the plan tonight? Hugh, if I was Topper, and I'm not, obviously, because I wouldn't have bunted the other night.
Can I change my parlay? Because I don't like that. I don't like hearing that.
No, you cannot change your parlay. You realize
he got to step up.
Thousands of people
bet. That's not good.
No, he's stepping up. Hold on. That was irritating.
I know, but you got thousands of listeners to bet along with you. I mean, and then what happened?
I'm locked in.
There's going to be a mass cash out on
FanDuel. Give me back my $3.
Someone who covers sports betting is going to put up an article. Thousands of bettors cash out of a parlay at 10:40.
Now, what happened is they heard that, and they changed the odds, and now Hugh's cash out is going to be 250.
Oh, my goodness, man.
They stole his money. All right. What should be the plan tonight? We obviously...
Mash.
The pitching. Between Bryce and the manager there, the other manager, they laid it out. Nola's going to start the game. Ranger is going to come in. Hugh, if it was me, I give Nola one time through the order tonight. One time. So in a perfect world, 9 up, 9 down, and I know there would then be a feeling like we got to leave him in. He's dealing, but I give him one time through the order. If I can get 3 innings, wonderful. If it's the third where I have to go put Ranger in, fine. And then I hand it over to Ranger, and I hope he can get me through the 7th inning. So I'm asking, in a perfect world, Nola to get me 9 outs, you know, somewhere in that range, and then I give it to Ranger for the next
3 batters.
Nine outs. Give me three innings max.
I was just saying, you know.
Here's what I don't want. I don't want Ohtani and Betts and Freeman to see him twice. One time through, and I'm giving the ball to Ranger. What do you got?
No, I was going to wait. Kyle.
Well, I just didn't like the – in an ideal world. In an ideal world, he goes through twice, and we're unscathed, and then Ranger can carry you through the rest of the game.
All right, that is ideal, but my fear with him is you don't know when it's going to go.
Of course.
And you push – like, the other night he pushed – and it was fine. I was okay with it. Lizardo into the 7th, and then it all fell apart. Like, with Nola, that could happen in the 3rd inning or the 4th.
That's also going to depend on what our offense does behind him.
Yeah, the score matters.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, if it's 3-0 Dodgers, you got to get him out.
Of course.
Right. Like, but if it's 3-0 Phillies, I think you – temp fade a little bit. Let him
go. A little leash. Hugh, how long are you pushing Nola tonight? Because we could all say, like, we could live in a pie in the sky, 7 shutout innings. It's not happening, right? Like, we know the plan. They're going to get Ranger in behind him at some point. How much are you asking out of Nola?
To be honest, when I think about this, I see 2 innings.
That's kind of where I'm at. Two or three innings.
And you have faith that they're going to win?
No, listen to what I'm saying, Kyle.
Does kind of go against it.
I see 2. I'm hopeful for 5. I said that yesterday. I'm hopeful for 5. But the reality is, this is one of those situations because, Joe, to your point, he does have a 6-point-something ERA.
Yes.
Six-point-whatever it is. And it's one of those things where, with him, he's had a history of he'll have a few rocky innings, and then he'll settle in.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
How much damage can be incurred in that moment where you're comfortable with that? That's kind of where I'm at with it. Are we talking a one run game or giving up one run, or are we talking about two or three? Like, that's the reality of it. If he gives me in this sample size, if he can give me two strong innings, I'll take that, because that's pretty good. And then let Ranger carry the rest of the way.
You know what's a fact, though, Hugh?
What's that?
You know what his 2025 postseason ERA is?
No.
Zero.
Rotolas?
Zero. As a pitch yet.
Okay.
No, zero.
So he hasn't been in this moment.
I'm just trying to help you out.
No, I hear you.
I'm saying
that.
Postseason.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, you're talking about, okay, yeah, no.
Clean slate.
Free. All right. So
no, clean slate.
I saw an article yesterday, MLB.com.
I thought you would set me up.
No, he was telling
later.
Yeah.
No, I got
he was feeding you good
info. Punchline's coming later.
All right. Yeah. So, I saw this article yesterday, MLB.com, and we could take this one of two ways. This could be good for us, or it could be bad for us. I just want your take on it. So this season, and this is a change from the past, this year, do you know what the most home run friendly ballpark is? Like where the most home runs
are? Dodgers?
Dodger Stadium. And now, it wasn't always like that. And I'm not sure if it's just a random thing, but it's even the Dodgers. The Dodgers themselves have hit more home runs there than on the road. So it's not just their pitchers or whatever. It's just there's more home runs hitting that park than any park. So, Hugh, that could go one of two ways. It could be our guys are going to hit some out because that's a park where home runs are hit, right? Maybe Bryce, maybe Schwarber. The other way to look at it, though, is how long can I ask Aaron Nola to pitch in the most home run friendly ballpark in baseball? Yeah. That's a lot, right? Yeah. Like, I don't want to tempt fate because it just feels like the longer he pitches, the ball's going to fly over the wall at some point. I would ask him to give me 9 outs. Get me through the order one time. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Good morning, man.
Good morning, Chris.
You.
Yes.
With all due respect, are you crazy?
Yes.
Good and crazy. So,
good and.
Let me understand this. So you can't envision them laying an egg tonight, but they just lost two games in the bank. And, like I want to say, I'm trying to clean up my word here. They did you-know-what all over themselves.
They pooped the bed. They pooped
faith,
the bed.
You have faith. Yeah, there we go. But you have faith that they're going to go out into L.A. and they're going to win tonight.
Yes.
Okay, let's look at what you're predicting here. So we got Aaron Nola with a 6-plus ERA.
Mm-hmm.
We have Schwarber, right, who you're going to put money on too, right, because he's going to go yard.
He's going to go yard tonight.
Yeah, over 7 with 5 Ks. His batting average is 0. Mm-hmm. His on-base percentage is 125 and slugging 0.
Yes.
And then Harp, all right, you have faith in Harp.
He's, just had
he's
a baby.
One for, yeah,
well, his one, wife one just had a baby. Yeah.
1-for-7, 3 Ks. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, she performed. He's not. Batting average is 143, 250 on base percentage and slugging 143. So you want me to have hope in that? So here's – I'll have hope with you, but here's my definition of hope. Having only painful expectations, I have that hope. Yes.
Yeah, that's a hope that they forced on us, Chris. That's their fault.
No, I get why you feel the way that you feel. But
and listen, you're praying for a miracle, but listen, you have a better chance that – you people will show some level of intelligence online and stop being cowards that, you know, talk tough but hide in their mom's basement behind their computer.
You've
got a
you
better
people.
Luck of that happening, those clowns becoming functioning normal members of society.
Poking so, you the bee's know nest.
I know.
Well, you people that talk tough, y'all a bunch of clowns and you suck. And you know what's going to happen tonight? Tonight, the circus topper is going to come to a conclusion. The pain will end, and we get to see Thompson in a Phillies uniform for the last time. Have a good day, guys.
Chris, appreciate the phone call. Look, the topper thing, it's been if you add up the first two games, it's been a disaster. I mean, the seventh inning on game one, Robertson, and then the Strom situation and bringing Robertson back, that was bad. The bunt was horrendous. I don't think there's any coming back for Topper if Nola gets rocked in the first inning. I just think that's the nail in the coffin. Now, look, if he pitches great, then we will come in here tomorrow and we'll say, Rob Thompson, you won this one. You were right. You had faith in your guy. He can't control what happens, but he can control his lineup, right? Yeah. He puts that out there. I don't think he could survive Nola getting rocked in the first inning.
The worm is turning.
Yeah.
And that's what I believe. And to who just called in? I forgot already.
It was Chris Middleton.
Yeah, Chris, my fault.
Was that on purpose?
No, I forgot. I didn't do that on purpose. I did. I had a brain fart.
Yeah.
But my point is this. It's not like they got blew out in both
games.
They did not get blew out. They did not get blew out.
Blown out? They got blew out?
I'm having so many self-edits this morning. It's crazy.
My goodness.
So that's what gives me a little bit of hope. There's some fight left in this team. It's been bonehead stuff at the end of the games. So if you go in with that mindset and if you just play loose and relax and not get stiff as the game progresses, I think you got a shot.
Well, and they did fight back even just in game two, right?
Yes, they
were down 4-0. They scored the one in the eighth and then they scored the two in the ninth. And if it wasn't for the bunt heard around the world, we might be a 1-1 series.
I will feel better, though. I will feel a whole lot better. I think they're going to win tonight, but I would feel a whole lot better if I knew the status of Harrison Bader.
I would too. I think you mean in terms of in or out of the lineup?
As far as that's concerned.
He's obviously banged up. He could not run the other night. Like he got the hit and then they took him out right away. We'll get to the lineup later and what it could look like without Bader if he's not in there. Obviously, we hope he's in there. If I had to guess right now, I don't think he's going to be in the lineup. Now, John Ritchie was bringing up this morning the idea of painkillers, right? That how they could do whatever they got to do to get him ready tonight. We'll see. It would be a huge boost if they can get him in the lineup because it just looks a lot different when he's not out there. And I trust him. I trust him to give them a kickstart tonight if he can get himself in the lineup. All right, 215-592-9494. Rita is in Philadelphia on WIP. Hey, Rita.
Hi.
Rita, what's up?
I think Harper's a phony.
Okay.
I think he's selfish. You could see that when Schwarber hit 4 home runs and Harper didn't crack a smile. The whole team was jumping up and down, not Harper. Okay? He's selfish and he's a phony.
Oh, wow.
Also, when Sosa got hit, and who the hell is he to talk about the lineup, the pitching tonight? Exactly right. Where the hell has he been? He hasn't done crap. He's a choke, and I wish that the Phillies didn't have him. And by the way, Nola, I think Nola can go 4 or 5. I really do. He's done it before. He's a workhorse. He knows he's got a lot on the line, and I have faith in that.
Well, Rita, I really love your faith in Nola. I hope you're right, because that would change. If he can get them into the fifth inning, and it's obviously not many runs on the board, that gives them a great chance to win.
Yes. So what are you going to do about Harper? Can somebody please ask him, like the caller said? I mean, like your partner said. Why aren't you asking Harper what the hey he's doing?
Well, we need to send dogged reporter Hugh Douglas out there to L.A.
No, be like, man, what you doing?
Yeah, what's your problem, man? What are you doing?
That'd probably be my first.
Would that be it?
Last.
What's your, yeah, and then they escort you out of the building?
You think he's a phony? Come on, boys. You think he's a phony? Lay it on the line. You think he's selfish? Let me hear what you got.
Rita, I love your passion. She's pissed. I mean, what am I going to say?
She's asking us, what do we think? I think phony's strong.
All right, let me say this. I want to make sure I say it the right way. He has been bad in these two games. He needs to be way better. I think we're being a little bit strong on him as a postseason player, as if the past never happened. I recognize he hasn't won a championship yet. Until now, he has performed in the playoffs. I mean, this is the only time he hasn't performed in a series in his entire Phillies career. Now, he hasn't always been great. He's had some okay series in his Phillies career. But, Hugh, we've never seen this. I mean, we've never seen this before. Like, we're talking about him as if it's a pattern where he has just flopped. That's not the case. Now, if he goes out with a whimper tonight, Hugh, then there's no defense. Then he's one of the biggest reasons they lost the series.
Yeah.
And he can change that tonight, or he cannot.
And I just, you know, for me, with your performances in the postseason, for you to have so much to say about the pitching is a lot to digest when you're the guy. And we sat here, and I remember you vividly saying, and I didn't think that was the case, but I remember you vividly saying, he needs to step up and be the Bryce Harper of old.
They need it so bad.
He hasn't been half of that.
No, he hasn't.
And for you to have, you gave a whole diatribe. Like, that's the part that bothers me, Joe. You gave a whole diatribe. You asked Topper what was going on. He looks good. He might. I imagine we'll see him tonight. You went into staunch detail about the pitching. And it's like, dog, what have you? What does your stat line look like? Like, seriously. That's a lot. That's where I think the disconnect is. I don't think he's a phony. But damn it, man, you got a lot to say about something that does not directly affect
and,
you.
And the feeling is changing. Like, that. Rita's entitled to her opinion. I think it's a little strong. But if he struggles tonight, it yesterday, Hugh. Bedlam at the Bank is becoming further in the rearview mirror. It happened. It will always be part of the legacy of him here and the Phillies. And it's a World Series trip, which does not come around here very often. But, like, that can't be it. We can't just have never again do anything special and just say, oh, that was a great run. No, he's got to do more. They have to do more. And as far as her point, Hugh, on him not maybe being happy when Schwarber had his four home run, I didn't see that. If it happened, I missed it. Do I think, if you ask me, do I think Bryce Harper loves the idea that it's become this Kyle Schwarber show this year?
No, probably not.
Probably not. But
I mean, he's a competitor.
Sure, and he's always been the star, right?
That dude.
But guess what? There's a way he can change that. Hit three home runs tonight.
Yeah, step out of the shadow.
Like, I'm not saying it's probably it's three home runs or even likely, but it's happened before in the playoffs. Just give me one. Give me one in the first inning of the game. Could you imagine the feeling we'd all have if either Schwarber or Harper, because we're talking about Harper right now, hits a home run in the first inning off of Yamamoto?
Oh, yeah. Philly would go bananas.
Yes, and I think that the pressure in that dugout would be lifted so fast. So fast. Yeah, the pressure's on Bryce tonight. I mean, it is. The pressure's also on Schwarber. We're not going to let him off the hook. The pressure's on Schwarber, too. I heard the afternoon show yesterday talking about Schwarber and coming back after the season. The feeling on Schwarber in two games has gone from no doubt have to bring him back to I there could be some people out there, maybe a majority, that says, whatever. I think that's strong, but that's out there. That is out there. That's what these guys have on the line tonight. 215-592-9494. All right, do you hope the Phillies win tonight, or do you believe they win tonight? More on that coming up. Plus, what about the Phillies? Do you think they believe they could win the series? Let's hear what John Middleton said about this group on Friday at a Red October rally. It was strong, and if his feeling is right, they're going to fight tonight. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. We got a lot to discuss here. Elliot will join us at noon. We do have an Eagles game tomorrow, which feels weird because we're all in the mode of the Phillies. More of your Phillies calls coming up. Do they believe? Do you believe? Hope or belief? It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.